Be bop a loo bop, she's my baby?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Armageddon.
So that's what belching is all about.
So Tomaszewski. Armageddon. That may be the funniest thing that Tom ever, like, shared.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just brilliant.
All right. And I'll change the channel settings momentarily. Save changes. Holy crap. Alpha Team, that was amazing.
Yeah, Samurai was in instantly.
You guys, I don't even think I had actually clicked the button before you joined.
They got skills.
Yeah, they're practicing for Jeopardy or something. Like, they're just waiting to mash the button. Like,
yep, buzzer timing / buzzer speed in Jeopardy. People do not realize how important that is.
No, because you have to wait until Alex is done reading it. Well, then go. Because if you go too fast,
it's the five countdown lights on the board. Like, as he's reading the question, you see the lights above. There are five lights above the questions that are ticking down to one.
There are four lights. Sorry.
But, yeah, no, you are correct. That is a skill. That is why when I watch Jeopardy, I always have a clickable pen with me.
Did we talk about this last week? Maybe we didn't. Did you want to murder the people who didn't know any football questions?
Where? When?
On Jeopardy.
I've been out for ever since I
got off the
cable. I have not gotten to watch Jeopardy in a long time.
All right,
time.
So the category was super easy, generic, why don't you have already answered all these questions, football questions.
Sure.
The contestants, first question, no one rung it. Alex lets it go. Second question, nobody rings it. He looks at them and says, no football fans, huh? I guess maybe we should watch a commercial. Doesn't go to commercial. Does question three. Nobody rings in. He makes some comment. I don't remember what it was. Fourth question comes up. Nobody rings in. He looks at them and says, ugh, maybe we should just go and do the next question just for fun. He reads question five. Nobody rings in. He looks over at them completely like stone-faced and says, if any of you ring in and get this, I will die. No one rings in. He looks at them, shakes his head, and goes, I'm going to go talk to them during the break. We'll be back. He looks so sad. Like, it was the greatest Trebek I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
You should find it on the YouTube. It is. Or on the 1,000 links that have now appeared in Discord.
I will less likely do that, but I'll definitely check that out. I like when he's, you know, a little curt.
He was sassy. It was great.
When he made fun of that poor woman for claiming she liked nerdcore rap. He was like, that sounds terrible. Shame on you.
All right. I have a dilemma that I need an answer for by Friday, and I think I'm picking the wrong answer. But I'm probably going to do it anyway. All right.
Also almost certainly.
My friend Rick that I work with bought himself tickets to go see Weird Al and Mark.
Rick. Don't go, Greg.
His wife canceled on him. Doesn't want to go. So he wants me to buy the other ticket. Normally, I'd be down with this. Here's my dilemma. It is a $300 ticket.
What?
I'm sorry, for what?
It is a personal meet and greet with Weird Al. You get to play Weird Al Jeopardy against Weird Al. You get a collectible Weird Al watch. You get an autographed set list from Al, and you get to take your picture with Al. And we're in like row three center.
That's tempting.
I know, but it's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, don't go is still the correct answer.
I'm probably going to go.
You probably are going to go?
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, that last time I saw Weird Al, that was awesome. So I'd like to see him again.
Dude. Like, yeah, you really won me over at collectible Weird Al watch. That would really...
Yeah, right?
And that would really tie my watch collection together.
Wait, like, it wasn't the trivia?
You could play... No. Yeah, we're... That, no.
I,
no,
I
Ian loves watches.
I do. I have an extensive watch collection, and nowhere in my collection do I have a Weird Al Yankovic collectible watch. That would definitely move some things out of the showy part of the watch case and take its place. Where is the concert?
I think it's up your way.
Is it? I thought I looked to see where Weird Al was playing, and the closest place I saw was Atlantic City.
No, we're not going there. It's somewhere we're driving to and back in one day. Let me check my emails.
Well, now's not the time. Maybe after the show?
Too
late?
Yes.
You've already committed to this?
All right. Nope. We've been sucked in.
I feel like Weird Al would have a just tremendous advantage at Weird Al Jeopardy, so I don't think I would enjoy it as much as it sounds like I should.
Let's see. Sunday, March 18th, 8 o'clock. Opener is legendary comedian Emo Phillips. Meet and greet with Weird Al after the show. Signature and photo. Play Weird Al Jeopardy. Custom frame set list from your every show has a different set list. Signed by Al. Exclusive limited edition Weird Al wristwatch with moving limbs as hour and minute hands. Souvenir VIP laminate. Crowd-free merchandise shopping. You know, so you got that going for you. Pre-show hangout with fellow fans. Early entry into venue. On-site VIP host. And then nowhere does it tell me where it is.
You completely lost me with pre-show hangout with fans.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
And the post-show meet and greet. What are you going to talk to Weird Al about?
I don't know.
Dude, remember that show you just played? That was cool.
It was awesome.
Thanks.
No, yeah. You remember that one time where you did that show? That was awesome.
Do you remember the one time where I realized I was in row 3, right in the center, and I looked around, and it was me, Rick, and a bunch of 13-year-olds, and it was a really horrible, awkward time? I totally shouldn't have gone to that show.
Oh, no, it is not your way. It is down in Lancaster.
Okay. That is definitely not my way. When you ignore my solid advice and then ignore Ray's solid advice,
mm-hmm.
What's it going to take for me to get that watch? I do have a 40th birthday coming up.
Yeah, that's nice.
Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Aren't we driving into some other state for your birthday? Isn't that good enough for you?
Yeah, it's totally good enough. But if you want to pepper in an exciting once-in-a-lifetime gift, Weird Al.
I will promise you this. If I go and some of the merchandise is a Weird Al Pez dispenser, I will buy that for you.
Okay. I'm down with that.
All right.
Are we going to talk about puzzle questions at any point?
Sure.
I think the people who have joined, I think they're all in now.
Yeah, okie doke.
Okay.
We ready to do this thing? Y'all ready for this?
Skippy says, no, this is still good.
All right, I'm ready to roll. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 128th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, or the Discord 3. I don't know, something.
The Weird Al 3.
I'm the only one with me, as always, KS72, SneakyB15. That's Ray. It's Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you survive Snowpocalypse February 2018?
Very much so. It was a leisurely day. It was weird. My wife was home. She got an adult snow day.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I was
so
totally...
So did you, Ray?
Well, yeah, but I work for a university.
Yeah, they get off for anything.
I work for the government. Yeah. I had to go to work.
Yeah, I didn't. So it was nice. We lounged around. We had a leisurely lunch at the Mexican restaurant down the street from us. I got to pull my son there on a sled and back.
That's fun.
Yeah, so that was it. We played in the snow for quite a while. So yeah, I'm very pro Snowpocalypse 2018.
The driving wasn't as bad as it could have been, so it was all right.
Good. PennDOT does a good job in your area.
Yeah, I still walked through all the mush to get the comic book store and back, so.
But you went to the comic book store. It couldn't have been that bad.
That's what I said. It wasn't that bad. Did it just cut out?
Nope. We just got abruptly quiet for no reason.
Yeah, like Ray was talking and it suddenly just went to dead silence.
We were messing with you. Sorry about that.
Oh, boo earns. All right, this is the week of February 7th through February 14th of the 2018s. Everyone in Philly can go to heck and die. All right.
Why?
Because I hate Philly.
I know you do, but they did it.
It was an entertaining game, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to listen to the propane argument.
Yeah.
It was an entertaining game. It was the reverse of what I expected. I expected a horrible game and an awesome Justin Timberlake concert. What I got was a good game and a terrible Justin Timberlake concert.
Mm.
I don't know if I'd go terrible. Disappointing.
Ugh. The sound looked like the acoustics were terrible. He didn't hardly sing any words. I didn't like it.
I don't know. When I watched...
And that selfie kid at the end, he's for fighting.
Poor kid didn't know what was happening.
For
he didn't
fighting.
Know he didn't know that he was going to wake up the next day and be a meme.
For fighting that kid.
No, he's fine.
Ugh.
Ugh. He'll get it. It'll all come together. He'll be able to look back on that and think, boy, did I bungle that.
Bregby says the kid was too busy searching for who is Justin Timberlake on his phone.
He really was. Yeah, when I watch professional football, I'm a huge fan of defense, and neither team brought defense to that game, so I just didn't care.
I did not.
I've never seen so many yards.
Well, yeah, Brady was chucking yards all over the field. It was insane. Yeah. So, if only he'd have made the one catch, could have been a different game.
Everything about the Super Duper Bowl was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah. Poor Giselle, after she made that comment, never lived it down.
Wait, what'd she say?
A few years ago, she made a comment that, what do you want him to do, throw the ball and catch the ball? Outside of, what's his bucket, who did that this year?
Right, Mariota.
Yeah.
Threw a touchdown to himself. That was nice.
That was awesome. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
You guys are wasting all my time here.
Seriously.
Your Deadpool dailies today, Purple Widow, tomorrow Green Loki, Friday Blue Dream Warriors, Saturday Green Squirrel Girl, Sunday Purple Doom, Monday Black Mystique, Tuesday Black Hawk, Wednesday Purple Falcon. Over in your 5-day 4-star crush! Of the Titans.
Sorry, he hit some ice.
Yeah. Let's see, the second we had Quake. Did everyone win Quake?
Mm-hmm. I did. You guys
and
did.
I did.
She was very efficient.
Who was she fighting against?
Invisible Woman.
Oh, right. Okay.
As long as you keep Invisible Woman away from that green, you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you hit her with your own green and off you go.
For sure. Right.
All right, good times. Today. Today we have The Fist. Hi, yes. I'm Danny Rand. I'm the defender of Kunlun. I'm the master of whatever. I'm from that place in China. How'd that go for you?
That one was incredibly easy. I made some black. I did Lycan to iron all over her face, and it was over. It was just quick.
First time I played it, there was no black, no blue, or green. I lost. And the second time I played it, I crushed her mercilessly.
Have you given it a shot, Ian? Or is that,
nope, I've not participated in Marvel Puzzle Quest yet today.
Okay.
And if we remember correctly from last week, I feel like, even without my infographic, that my Iron Fist 4-star Danny Rand is at a very low level.
1-2-1.
With
one.
Zero like unto iron.
No,
yeah,
one
like
one.
Under iron.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 1-2-1's not going to cut it.
Seems unlikely. I was just curious if you were going to give it a chance because, that might be amusing.
For sure. I'll give it a look, see what happens.
All right. Coming up after that is Drax on the 12th.
Equally ominous showing for me.
I just saw. Champ
2-2-0 is not going to... Yeah, you did. Yeah, I have him at 2-2. So that's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Ray's going to win if he has some spare ISO to put into him.
Yeah, I don't know that I do, but I'm going to give it a try where he is. I got him at a 5-4-3, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Who's he have to fight? And one of the Guardians?
I think I should know that, but I do not recall.
That's okay. Do you remember who Iron Fist is fighting?
No.
Iron Fist is fighting Electro.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Moving on. Storyland. The hunt is running now. 15,500 gets you one, not two, not three Falcons. Or actually, exactly three Falcons. 26,000 is Yellow Yondu. 55,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Gamorpha. And 51,000 to 500 is the Vision. Shield Training. There's a new one of those just popped up. So you can enjoy that at your leisure.
I did not notice that.
And then the brand new Fight for Wakanda. I'll have a little bit more details on that later. But for right now, 12,500 is 3 Vision, 25,000 for Gamorpha, 57,000 for the CP, and top 200 get the brand new King of Wakanda Black Panther.
I was, zoning. Where do you get the Gamorpha? Is that a progression reward?
It is.
Okay, then I will have no ISO whatsoever. Because if my Gamorpha gets one more level, it will give me a Thanos cover, which will be that means I need to champion Thanos. So that's all the ISO.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if I don't do the Drax thing, meh.
Do the Drax thing. Next, over in PvP land is everyone's least favorite event. I'll just leave it at that. I don't know. Balance of power.
Are we between seasons?
We are.
Hmm.
You get Purple Mystique, Black Wasp, CP, Bucky, and BDSM Carol. but man, right, I hate balance of power.
Wait, hold on. Okay, I'm better now.
All right. What is that?
What's the name of the PvP where it's a 2-3 and a 4? I forget the name of
Combined arms.
Yeah. Do we
that
have
that one? I played.
Who did you use? I'm curious.
I used 2-star Bullseye.
Okay,
he's pretty dope.
Boy, now I'm forgetting. And somebody else who made a bunch of tiles, just might get a lot of criticals going off.
So you relied on the 2-star Bullseye and you don't remember the others?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it was Battery Man and Ironheart. That's what I ended up doing most of the time.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay.
If I could get the yellow off, it gave me enough blue that I could keep firing blue, which made all kind of criticals. It gave me all that red, and then I just punched people to death.
Okay. I was just going to tell you how strong Ironheart and Battery Man are together.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, I got over 800 points in that no problem. Just, like, rushed through, destroyed everything. It was a lot of fun, actually. Nobody attacked me. I don't know if I was just lucky, because I joined it late, so I could have just been lucky. But, yeah, those two are amazing together. A little late for anybody to use that information, but...
It'll come around again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, well, that's event times. Ian, tell me about some pie.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you about this week's pie. We're back. We're back down in the dregs now.
Wait, who's telling me about this pie?
Oh, my goodness. This is the greatest segment of all time, brought to you by the greatest sponsor of all time, This Pie.
This Pie. This Pie. All right, go ahead.
Thanks, This Pie. Thanks for reminding me. All right, let me pull up my own personal pie infographic and tell you about the cheeseburger pickle pie and why it disappoints me. So let's say, I don't know, you were like, I would really like to try a shepherd's pie, but that's far too European for me. I want a stupid American pie that's just like that, only way worse. Or maybe you were thinking, even though I recognize cheeseburgers as perfect the way they are, I'd really like to consume this in a totally different way, maybe in pie form. That's all it is. Just brown up some ground beef, throw it in a pie shell, and cook it like some kind of queer casserole.
It's got pickles. You know,
yeah, it's got pickles, cheese, you know, you dress it to your liking, and I'm sure in its own way, it would be yummy. It'd be a great way to present the cheeseburger, a different variation of cheeseburger to your children.
I love the images in Discord, guys.
That image that Alpha just put up, just that looks disgusting. That's way too much pickle.
It's got those, like, big flat stacker pickles, you know.
So, I was going to say, you can really... approach this any way you want, as far as, you know, cheese of your choice, whatever sort of seasonings you like in your ground beef, whether you like onion or garlic or anything like that. Dill pickles are the obvious choice. If you enjoy sweet pickles, shame on you. Shame on you.
Gherkins are gross.
They are. And that's about it. I imagine you could probably make a little aioli to dip this in, but you'll probably be perfectly content with some ketchup on the side, too. And if you want to make Craig's soul hurt, use Hunt's.
Oh, that would be wrong. The company should not exist.
Sorry. The fact that it was designed to even sound like Heinz a little bit to try to, like, fool consumers, it makes me think of McDowell's from Coming to America. <That's true.
laughs> You see, they have the Golden Arches. We have the yellow M.
Right. So anyway, that's a cheeseburger pickle pie brought to you by This Pie.
This Pie. All right, let's talk about new stuffs. So, brand new 4-star Black Panther, the King of Wakanda. Hail to the King, baby. All right, so he's got your good old yellow, red, blue characters, because we don't have enough of those. Purse Power is Protector of Wakanda, is yellow.
Is he 4-star?
I said that.
I didn't hear you say that. I only believe that you said it because you're claiming it.
All right. This creates a repeater tile. It generates strike, protect, or attack tiles. If there's at least one ally, it fortifies the tiles. If no allies are downed, it makes the tile stronger. That sounds like the same thing to me. If there's at least one ally, do something. If nobody... Oh, I suppose you can have one ally downed and still get the fortify bit. Sure. Got it? Get it? Got it? Okay.
No, I'm actually just as confused as you. So all that's right. Okay. I'm going to reread it a couple of times while you go to the other powers and can confuse me more.
All right. The blue power is an active passive kinetic shield. Create, quote unquote, low cost on this one as well. Create fortified protectiles. Whenever you match a friendly protectile deal damage for each friendly protect tile. So I suppose team him up with people make shields, some cage or something. Get lots of shields.
Sure.
And then his final power is red, quote-unquote medium cost. Tooth and claw. Buy tooth and claw. Deal damage to the enemy. Increase this and increase the strength of fortified friendly attack strength and protect tiles. So if you get that going with his yellow where he's fortifying the tiles and then he puts the beat down on. So there you go.
I don't know. That's interesting. It sounds like he would team up well with, I don't know, Falcon for the shield tiles. Either Falcon.
It takes so long to get some of those Falcon shields out, though. He makes a lot of them.
It does.
He does make a ton of them, which is nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
My only other comment is, I don't know, he looks cool. I love the purple. It looks like, I mean, you know, it's from the movie, but I like the look of it.
I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited to see this movie.
The greatest Marvel movie that has ever been made? How could you not be?
I will have to reserve that until after I see it, but it looks real good.
That's what reviews tell me. This is the greatest cinematic triumph, not simply Marvel movie, but greatest movie of all time.
Wow, that's pretty high up there.
It is.
Citizen Kane or Godfather or anything like that.
No,
huh? We straight to Black Panther.
Yes, it got the until very recently rare 100% Rotten Tomato rating.
There you go.
Okay, what is up with that? Way more things are getting 100% on there now. I don't understand that.
It's fake news.
I don't think it's that, but I don't think I have all the information to propose any sound hypotheses at the moment, but I'll get back to you on that. I did reread the Yellow Power, and it seems very straightforward now that I've had a chance to read it and not just hear about it. Like, there's absolutely no confusion anymore.
Oh.
Did you guys
yeah,
revisit
during
that power?
That short, complete silence that we just had, it clicked.
Yeah.
And yes, it makes perfect sense.
Lombard.
Great.
All right. So, he comes with a brand new event.
Woo-hoo.
Called the Fight for Wakanda. Hammer and Ultron are deciding to go fight Wakanda. That sounds like a bad idea for them. Wakanda pretty advanced.
Yes. They've got lots of adamantium.
Yeah. All right. This is a 3-day story event. Each day, Black Panther must face off against a new supervillain and their henchmen. Each subchapter brings a whole new hazard tile that you can choose to strategically utilize or navigate around. So we now have exploding tech tiles. Create dangerous blasts that harms both allies and enemies. Royal shield tiles help allies, but can also turn the tide in the enemy's favor. That sounds ominous.
Yeah.
Collapsing mine, make it harder to defeat the enemy. I'm not sure what that means. It probably stuns you?
That would be make it a lot harder to defeat the enemy.
Hazard tiles are now neutral. They are displayed as silver to show that they are neither friendly nor enemy. Aren't team-up tiles silver to show that they're neither friendly nor enemy? That seems good. Oh, I see. The little icon on them is now silver. Enemy powers that activate friendly countdown tiles will no longer activate. Hazard tiles do not take strength tiles into account. Hazard tiles that deal damage will deal reduced damage depending on protect tiles. That is a new update.
Can you tell me what the silver thing means? I don't even understand what that...
You know how on the special tiles, there's like a, you know, it's black or white.
Oh,
little symbol.
Okay.
It looks like these ones are now silver.
Gotcha. Okay.
Also, we updated the powers. So Protector Wakanda is 7 yellow, Kinetic Shield is 8 blue, and Tooth and Claw is 10 red. So there you go.
Interesting.
Let's see, this fight, this thing starts on February 8th. At 7 Eastern, ends on the 12th at 2 a.m. Shield training, also 7 a.m. Eastern on the 8th. It ends on the 15th at 7. Rewards tokens to fight for Wakanda and a random cover of King of Wakanda and more. Let's see, then we also got there's a Venom Bomb thrown in there, which I missed before. Starts at the 11th, ends on the 16th, where you can get a Black Panther King of Wakanda as a progression reward. Well, that's nice. And it rewards tokens to a T'Challa and Friends vault, which we'll get to in a second. And then there's another event called Wakanda Forever. It's from the 11th at 8 a.m. Eastern until the 14th. Black Panther King of Wakanda's progression reward rewards tokens to the T'Challa and Friends vault.
Wow. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Of course.
I guess
big movie, so gotta have a big event.
T'Challa and Friends, let's see, 80 item vault, 1 legendary token. 3 4 stars, which one will be a random King of Wakanda cover, and 2 random 4 stars from the Call for Backup missions, which are the options of the following characters, Safari Joe, Deadpool, or Falcon America. 22 3 stars, and 54 2-stars. Shield trading. What's this? Shield trading heroes for hire? Price 7,000 hero points. Contents. Deadpool, Kenny X-Force, Sam Wilson, Captain America. 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO. Well, there you go. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that's called shield training. I'm assuming it's something that's going to show up in the Heroes for Hire for purchase.
Special power-ups, Black Panther, King of Wakanda, damage, earned his progression rewards in the fight for Wakanda. Shield training and Venom Bomb can be purchased with hero points in the boost screen. Each stack adds 20% damage. So there you go. And now you know. Space Jam is coming up next. No character reworks announced. The only thing we got is Safari Joe will be going into latest 4-stars, and Baby Groot will be going to vintage 4-stars.
Sad times. I will miss the better chances of getting him, but...
The Baby Groots?
Yeah. I mean, awesome character. Love Liam. My Gamorpha skyrocketed compared to him, so...
Sure. There were some patch 145 hot fixes. So it's a little slightly confusing to me because I'm easily confused. Multiple powers have been made team up ineligible due to bugs where they had no effect as a team up. This includes Civil War Black Panther's Panther Prey, Matt Murdock's Hand to Hand, Gamorpha's Deadly Strike, Nick Fury's Demolition, Jessica Drew's To Love and Fear, Bucky's Detonator. They've also fixed a bug where Yondu's Yaka Assault wouldn't target stunned enemies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have to look and see what Yaka Assault does. I don't use him as much as I do.
That's the one where after you get the archery going, then it just keeps going.
Oh, okay.
You get a lot of blue, and then, is it blue? I think it's blue.
Yeah, blue.
So, that is the new stuff. In local news, Snowpocalypse. That is all.
Very mild.
All right. Hey, it's time for It's Always Sunny in Xandar. This week's episode, Clint gets crippled.
Poor Clint.
Ian, tell me about Clint.
Let's talk about good old, or maybe just old, one-star Hawkeye. Back in the days when the developers thought, two powers will be plenty.
Yeah.
When
you were Venom and you were awesome. You just wait till we feature him again.
Yeah. Well, you mean in this? I thought you meant in the game. I was like, I'm sure... By the time his movie drops in October, they'll release a 5-star, 3-star combo of Venom that'll make you happy again.
It won't.
But in the meantime, he had a purple ability where he could turn a purple tile into a critical tile. As he got better, he could turn any tile into a critical, any basic tile, red, yellow, blue, green, or black, and protect tiles into a critical tile. And then he had that sweet arrow stab where he could... What's the difference? It's not a column. It's a row. A row. He blows up a row and deals damage.
No bow, destroy a row.
Yep.
That was bad.
I was buying it. I'm like, all right.
His powers were relatively inexpensive. And since he only had 2, you could take them both to 5. So that was nice. Other than that, as far as the one stars, he outshines Yelena.
Poor Yelena Belloni.
And he outshines recently nerfed Venom, probably.
Everybody outshines poor and former Venom nowadays.
Yeah, and that's about it. I think everybody else is probably better than poor Cliff.
Yeah, Cliff always gets short shrift.
Well, he even makes fun of himself in the movie. His superpower is he has a bow. I mean,
yeah,
he's really good with it.
He's exceptional.
Yeah. Yet no gold medals.
That would be sad if he used his powers.
No, I think it'd be awesome. He's like, what are you going to do this summer? I'm going to go into gold medal at the Olympics. I'm an amateur. Like, you know, and it's like, you just have this big stack of gold medals.
Is there a professional archery circuit?
I don't know. Why not?
Okay.
That's professional everything, right?
I didn't know if you had an option other than to be an amateur archer.
What? I don't know. He gets paid by the Avengers once in a while, right?
I guess. I assume that Tony provides everybody with a cost of living.
Right.
Stipend.
So there you go. That's professional archery.
So
he works for S.H.I.E.L.D.
After a quick Google search, there is definitely a professional competitive archery competitions. It's definitely a thing.
There you go.
Right on.
He could be mopping up there. I mean, I suppose it'd be really embarrassing if he lost. I'm a superhero. Yeah, no, I didn't win.
Yeah, he's pretty exceptional. He's like John Wick with a bow.
I like those movies a whole lot.
they were American classics. They get 100% on my Rotten Tomatoes rating.
I enjoyed both of them.
Yeah, they were
cool. Oh, really?
But anyway, that's...
If you enjoyed one, you're going to enjoy two. Like,
for sure. For sure. If you were sitting around thinking, what could make this exceptional movie better? More Ian McShane? Okay.
Good point. I mean...
That'll work. All right, thanks. It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Always Sunny in Xandar.
One star Hawkeye.
All right, Willie, hit me.
Uh-oh. That means it's time for listener comments.
Oh.
Brought to you by Willie Lumpkin.
Willie Lumpkin.
The first thing I have, Shard Attack on the D3 forum said, so 3-star She-Hulk gives you 4-star Gwenpool because they both break the fourth wall? Does this confirm that Gwenpool will be the feeder for 5-star Kool-Aid Man? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one. Sir Wookie Chris said...
Wookie Chris!
At Brigby, I imagine Brigby saw this because he was tagged. Can the next 3 packs we get be themed around the Puzzle Warriors 3? We'll have the casual Ian pack, covers for the most complicated 4-stars. the veteran Craig pack that gives tokens in a special store. The store is different for every person. Each only has 4-star heroes that you have 13 covers for, but not champed. Plus, a bonus if the pack comes with no ISO.
Yeah, of course.
And the expert Ray pack gives quote-unquote legendary tokens that only give 5-star heroes, never gives you a useless cover, and comes with 1 million ISO.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It has an 87% chance of giving you Gambit.
Well, not anymore. It's got a shift now.
But that was good. Well done.
It should just give you 5-star Thors. That was gold. I appreciate that.
Meander posted on the Chance the Rapper SNL. It had one of the best skits ever, featuring such gems as "Let's do this hockey" and "Turn around so we can see your name." Okay, so that's an S, a K, and a J next to each other. That's a nope.
Now, in fairness, that was the second one where his musical performance was superior in every way, and him as the hockey commentator was solid gold.
That was. Yeah, my problem I had was with his first appearance, which was really, really bad. Really bad.
Wasn't he the host and musical guest on that one?
Ooh, don't remember.
I thought he was just a musical guest.
But no, on the first one, he was just a musical guest. I think the second time he was just a musical guest, and then I thought the third time he was on, he was both.
That could be.
Or he was just the host. I don't know. We'll have to look back, but you are 100% correct. That skit, gold.
Yeah.
Comedy gold.
I didn't even know he was on 3 times. I thought there was just the 2.
Could be.
I'm not saying I was. I'm just saying I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm. I agree.
Mustache one.
Rapper, rapper, rap. They call him the rapper. Boo-doo.
Nope. No idea.
Rap, rap, rap. Call me the rapper.
What?
You don't know this song?
No.
I do.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
I just didn't want to encourage you.
Okay.
Mustache one said, and now wait for it. Wait for the next comment.
Is that like the name of my car?
Probably. All right. He said, boo on reviewing 1-stars. However, Jeff Cascadian followed that up by, welcome back, featured character of the week. I'm glad you started with the 1-stars. This will be a good jumping on point for new players.
Yeah. Plus, we never did them before.
Right.
Right. We never, ever did them. So, there you go.
Right. They're not in-depth reviews.
And
it's like Cliff. He's a guy with a bow.
Jeff also said, remember when there was a 1-star Spider-Man? When there wasn't. Sorry. Remember when there wasn't a 1-star Spider-Man? I wish for the sake of new players that they'd add new 1 and 2 stars. New 2 stars would be useful for some 2-star farmers. Well, I'm not so sure about that. Because wouldn't it...
That should dilute your up feed to the 3s.
Yeah, exactly. You would reach fewer champions. Like, you wouldn't be able to complete them as quickly, full, you know, maxed out. Because you're going to be getting more 2-stars as opposed to And that, and you don't really need them. Like, in order to do the 2 to 3 star transition, I think there's plenty of characters there. So, although there's some nice 2 stars I would love to suggest, I'm not sure that that would be a great improvement to the game. But
like Skids.
Skids?
Skids.
I don't know what that means.
She's an X-Man. She's surrounded by a force field.
Nope.
No?
Isn't that Speedball from the New Warriors? Isn't that his gig, too?
I don't know.
Okay.
You could put Jubilee down there. She's a punk.
No way. She's this generation's Dazzler.
No, she's the poor man's Kitty Pryde. That's what she is.
What? What? Jubilee doesn't phase or have
no,
a dragon.
No, just that she's like, no, just that she was the, here, we needed a teenage female character for you to
Kitty
have.
Pryde is dope. Shame on you.
Kitty Pryde is dope. That's why I said she's the poor man's Kitty Pryde.
She's not even close. She's the poor man's bad character.
Yeah. Stupid Jubilee.
Anyhow. Yeah. So he gave me, Jeff gave me a correction. He gave me some, so I like where you went with this. So we were going with D'Artagnan, and who was our D'Artagnan? Was it Joe or was it Samurai? Joe, he says, is Baldur to the Warriors 3, and Samurai is Heimdall. I don't know
sure.
why I didn't think of the, you know, Norse relationship there
right.
to begin with. Shame on me. But now appearing, and I had to mention this, now appearing on the soon-to-be-named network, I've heard of those people, him, Jeff. If you're interested in the tabletop game HeroClix, check out his teammates and him on the Brothers Prob on the soon-to-be-named network.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
Nope. What, HeroClix or the podcast?
I knew HeroClix was a thing, but no, the
I
podcast.
I didn't know it counted as a tabletop game, but now that I think about it, that's the only thing it could count as. I didn't know people still played HeroClix. Good on him.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that game when I...
If you ever look at our Facebook posts, he posts tournaments like weekly.
I don't check Facebook. I'm sorry. I tried to phase
yeah,
that out.
That's a good plan. It's probably safer that way.
Yeah.
I remember one time when Craig would never be on Facebook.
That's true. This game ruined me for Facebook.
That was in the days before MBQ.
Yeah. This game is the only reason I joined Facebook.
All right, so Jenna McGillin posted this, and it's kind of long, but I think it's worth it. Quick note on America Chavez and why she showed up in the best 4 stars in our vote. The voters are about half and half between 4-star and 5-star tier players, so keep in mind that the entire focus of the game is different for each tier. The 4-star game, it's all about like Medusa Carnage, and it's all about special tiles, so Medusa Carnage is excellent. But in the 5-star game, it completely changes, and Gambit can overwrite countdown tiles, special tiles. Thanos can stop special tile generation. Now the whole thing revolves around super strong tile matching damage, passive abilities, AP generation, and critical tiles. So America is a great 4-star, but she is fantastic when partnered with 5-stars. So that's why she was able to get on the board and we didn't see a Medusa. And after I read that, it just, yeah, that makes perfect sense because there are way too many people with 5-star rosters in our alliances. So that makes perfect sense. I thought it was a good explanation.
I agree. I feel like that was a really great analysis. I guess my only concern is that, like, that I hope that is not the extent of Jenda's cleverness. Like, he should be using that brain power for, like, worthwhile things and not explaining Marvel Puzzle Quest to people. And I know that he does, because I know that he, you know, heads up some important charities and is an all-around great guy. So I don't doubt
World
that
Traveler.
He, yeah, I don't doubt that he has, like, you know, just some finite amount of time and brain power and that he squanders it on that. I guess maybe he just has such a surplus, he has extra that he can throw this game's way and explain to me why America Chavez is good. So that also brings up something that I was musing over. When that survey came out that included her, everybody from that list has turned out to be dope to exceptionally dope. Like, Rai Rai is awesome, America is awesome, and Medusa is awesome. Mm. Does that mean Silk is going to be incredible?
No.
Okay, just checking.
All right, well, we got that cleared up.
She's going to make web tiles, make some more web tiles, and the third power is going to make web tiles.
She'll make as many web tiles as 1-star Venom used to and before he was...
That's all they need to do is just give her old 1-star Venom's powers.
She does AoE stun. She does insta-kill with web tiles.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Then she would be suddenly my top 10 favorite characters.
Joe said, if you're questioning Medusa's exclusion from our alliance's top five, vote next time, Ian.
I don't use Facebook. Leave me alone. I'm trying to phase it out of my life.
ParaDX says, the Skeller is kind of reopening at a hotel somewhere else in town. Just saying. I got to look that up.
I hadn't heard that.
I had not heard that either.
I haven't spent the time to look that up, but I'm assuming he's correct because he usually is.
Who said that?
ParaDX.
What? Why is he Parandiac in State College?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
Maybe he's just using the Googles.
Why is he plugged into the State College bar scene?
More than me. That's weird. Favorite gin, he's also said. Personal favorite is Bombay Sapphire. People tell me to try the Botanist, but I haven't seen it around here. Have you ever tried
it? I've
never
heard of it until just now.
Yeah. We had the Botanist on the cruise ship.
Oh. Why?
Oh.
I don't remember that.
No.
The Botanist is okay. I'm still partial to, the name I've just forgotten.
Beefeater.
Hendrix.
Mm.
As much as I hate cucumber with a passion, Hendrix gin is very delicious.
Aestheticist. Sorry, I lost my place. Aestheticist said, Robbie Reyes, the only 5-star created in the last 40 years. Gambit? He's not even 30 years old yet. Reyes is, so far as I know, just another iteration on a very, very old character. Ghost Rider, born in 1949, if you ignore all the retcons. So he posted an image, and it's like a ghostly guy riding a horse named Ghost Rider. I'm not sure I'd qualify that, but okay. And BBF2 said, whoever said that Robbie Reyes is the first 5-star that was created in the last 40 years is incorrect. Gambit was created in 1990. To put it more accurately, Robbie is the first 5-star that was created in the last 27 years. So,
all right.
To which Jenda responded, Gambit always wins.
Yeah. So Samurai posted, he's a beefeater man, and I will do have to agree. That is my go-to, you know, normal day-to-day gin.
Yep.
Sure.
I am a big fan of Beefeater.
Me as well.
Your travel gin?
That's a smooth drinking gin right there.
Okay.
Mm.
D-Wing Illinois, again, a wall of text. I narrowed it down a little, though.
All right.
He said, just get out ahead of it. 144. Oh, this is in reference to the prime number, 127. 144 is the first 3-digit number to occur within the Fibonacci sequence. So in 17 episodes, you're welcome.
I should remember that.
And, well, I didn't. I almost, but I got distracted. 128, that's a special number. That's a very round number. You can't get any more round than 128, which we're on right now. So,
all right.
2 to the power of 7. I mean, I use that number every day in networking. Like, sorry.
It is a number we see quite often, yeah.
Yeah. D-Wing also said, only one thing makes me cringe more than Craig's tentacle porn reference, the fact that I thought of it a split second before he said it. Mm. He also said that we nailed the pumped intro.
Oh, we're going to bungle that in a minute.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it was nailed due to editing.
Oh!
Nice work, Ray! Man,
Ray's been doctoring that up, huh?
Just a little.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole show's a sham. It's all a big lie. You're a phony! You're a big, fat phony!
Oh, no. The magic of radio shattered.
He also went on a rant about Harry Carey impressions. Basically, impressions of the person is based on a bad impression. As time marches forward, fewer and fewer people have actually heard Harry Carey. So instead, we get Will Ferrell's crap impression of him. Now, I'm sorry. Will Ferrell's impression is really funny.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't say that I would confuse that with the actual speaking voice of Harry Carey, but
no.
Hot dogs, Norm. Hot dogs.
All right. Let me hear ya. I won. I two.
I see where you're going. I don't think it's going to work, dude.
No.
Take me out to the ball game. Come on, stop. Mike Stone.
No.
Steve Stone. It was Steve Stone. Dang.
He wrapped it up by saying, it is not dope, and I do not approve. But I like his impression. It is not a, it's not a great impression. It's just
hilarious.
It is what it is. Yeah. And thank you. He also says the Ray Help Us occurs at 41 minutes and 37 seconds in episode 126. as Ian is trying to prompt the mailbag while Joe and Craig are armpit deep in Craig's questionable comic choices.
Hey, X-Men Red came out today. Issue number one. Go get it.
I'm going to do the thing that Joe hates and possibly look for that after the fact. It won't be there, so. Hey, Starside 8712 said history's first baseball game was hilarious. Lazarus steps up to the plate. He's it. He's dead. Wait, he's back up. No. No. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to put a sad trombone noise in there for us.
Alpha Team said for Ian, Adam Carolla, an actual carpenter, destroys Ty Pennington and posted a YouTube link. I don't know if you're on the Reddits, if you saw the YouTube link, but...
I didn't know Adam Carolla was a carpenter.
Yeah, that's his actual... That was his first job before he got famous.
Oh, good on him. I didn't know that he had...
He has a reality show where he shows up and harasses contractors for you. Like, if your contractor's doing a poor job, he shows up and mocks them and, like, forces them to actually do what they promised.
Nice.
Yeah.
Handy.
So he has a bit where he poos on Ty Pennington?
I didn't actually get to watch it, so you'll have to check it out.
I will.
Can copy the YouTube link.
I'll make some time for it. I'll just...
Or it might already be in Discord by this point. Right. I don't know. shout out again for Samurai posting all the missed stuff, or the stuff that was posted in Discord last time.
Sorry. Samurai's post made me laugh to go back to your Lazarus bit. His starts out with Abraham's up to the plate. Probably here to sacrifice. It goes on for a bunch more jokes, but I found that first one very funny.
No, biblical baseball jokes I find amusing. FAHQ 1977, so many fun combos for combined arms. He experimented with Nightcrawler, Switch, and a 2-star Bullseye. Bamfinite was slow but fun.
Yeah, I
interesting.
Bet.
I don't know, Riri was just so devastating, I just stuck with that. So it's like when you go to a restaurant for the first time and you find something you like, you have trouble ordering anything else.
Did we just talk about this Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I was not included.
Right, but you know that one thing is good, and if you try something else, maybe it's not as good, and now you're disappointed and you want the other thing.
Yeah, I risk disappointment all the time. I love trying new things.
And the funny part of this conversation was that as this came up, Karen then mocked everyone for not trying new things at restaurants. We then order food from a restaurant that she's only eaten from once before, and she insisted on getting the one thing she'd had before and not trying something new. So I got to sass her right back. Because I am, you know, the worst about ordering food.
That's
so
a true story.
When I get to mock someone back, it's, you know, totally worth it.
Finally, Arcane Pozar. I am up to episode 20 now on my third time through the series.
Oh, good Lord. God bless you.
Seriously. I thought you were dope when you told me you enjoyed the Dresden Files, but now I'm nervous about you.
He asks if we can get a link to whatever pairings Chloe puts up for Valentine's Day. Yeah, I think I can throw that on the website. He said that they sound like they'd be cool. Now, after listening to the last episode, he wants pie, cranberry juice, and ice cream from an ice cream truck while at a bar.
All right.
This episode made me very hungry. Ian, glad to hear the crashes are going well for you. Hope Daisy crash went well. She's a rough one. Also, I would be more likely to go to a Super Bowl party if it had pie. I want to try sawdust pie now. Craig, don't ever stop singing. Also, I'm proud of you for getting the show back on the rails. You can do it. Next, you'll go a whole show without interrupting.
Unlikely. Unlikely. Turns out that comes up on my job review every year.
That you interrupt?
Yeah.
Nice.
And my answer always is, that's true. I do that.
He also said to me, your story about the Wrathskiller makes me wish I could have made it somehow. Also, on an MPQ note, I seem to be copying you with 5 stars. He has a Strange and Gambit at 13 covers, though he has way too many covers dying on the vine to champ them yet. So if you have another 5-star close to 13, let me know, and I'll try and get them too. The answer is Thanos, and apparently when I get that next Gamorpha, yeah, I'll be championing Thanos. So there's your answer. Maybe your Thanos is close up as well. And that is all I have. The mailbag is now empty. A lot of posts. There was a lot of sorting, and it was a fun read this week. I mean, it usually is, but I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Lumpy. On this week's Dead Air,
If only we had someone who, more often than not, took us through each segment step by step and introduced the next one.
I figured Ray would say something after I said thanks, Lumpy, and then he didn't.
New figured
I figured
wrong.
Ray would start talking again after the segment was already over. I was counting on it, actually.
I was.
I'm going to go back to Discord and read all the baseball comments.
Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was probably one of our better ones ever.
Brought to you by Mystify.
Teach
who you got pumped up, Ian?
About pumped up characters for weeks now.
All the other kids with their pumped up characters.
Yep. Let me tell you about some of them. At least some of the three stars before I tell you about the always popular four stars. Angel, he's too new. I don't know anything about him other than he fights Vulture. Doctor Strange, he's like the best three star ever. He kills goons like it's going out of style. And he's got some unnecessary stun on top of that, so good for him. Andy heals. He just, man, did they make a good three star when they made him. Deadpool, another longtime favorite of at least mine. I don't know if anybody else enjoys him, but dropping wells on people doesn't get old. Slashing people's health.
I'm a little confused. This is why I'm confused about Gwenpool, because you like Deadpool, but you hate Gwenpool. There's a little disparity.
First of all, I don't like breaking the fourth wall, but you know, they came up with a pretty solid character with Deadpool, you know, even before he was weird and gimmicky, back when he was just a member of X-Force and he was a cool assassin with some swords. But Gwenpool is like Silk. Like, it's just like a thoughtless, weird extra character that's the exact same thing as another character. Like, who thought, you know what I like? Deadpool. Now, if only he had no powers and just totally ruined everything. Like, that's just terrible. So terrible. Loki's boosted. That guy's awesome. He's stealing AP, he's shuffling the board. Everybody likes Loki.
He's one of those few characters that doesn't really gain anything being boosted, though. I mean, he gains hit points.
Yeah, that's it. You're right, because I don't know, when he steals your tiles, no, he just steals them. Yeah, he gains nothing from being boosted, so. Oh, poor Loki. He's still powerful. He has no health, but he's great.
He's that strong on his own to begin with. Boosting him would be ridiculous.
Yeah, it would be gratuitous. And then good old three-star Gamorfa, who's really, really average. That her red is a bargain.
It's super cheap.
It's like 5. And it does more than 5 AP worth of damage, in my opinion. So that's pretty good. Now on to the all-important four-stars. By all-important, I mean maybe you're still in the three-star world and they're not that important to you. But I'm going to tell our listeners about them because I feel like they'd be the most relevant to a lot of the people who have probably already moved on to 5 stars, but they don't get boosted. So, an old, I wouldn't say favorite, but Elektra, she's boosted. She got reworked. Nope, she got reworked recently. So she's the same, better, worse than she ever was.
She's okay.
I don't remember what the rework was. I have no recollection whatsoever. I don't use her. But her black is nice.
Yeah.
There was a period of time where she was like my highest level character.
I was just going to say she was Craig's highest level character for a long stretch.
Yeah.
Was she your first 4-star champion?
Probably. Somebody who's listened to this show 3 or 4 times through. Let me know what I said back then.
Long-awaited Nightcrawler. He's going to get boosted. I hear he's a lot of fun. If I ever get some covers for him. I will sure, that BAMF power, when I got to use it, seemed like it feeds into itself and is just a lot of fun.
Air Wagner.
Yeah, he's a favorite of everybody's. Nova.
Just all around good.
Yeah, people got real salty when I got down on Nova, so Nova's awesome. Nova is so powerful. He didn't make our list, but apparently he's an incredible 4-star.
He is all about the strike tiles.
Is he?
Yeah,
I thought his red power was something that did something, but maybe
that throws you in the air. That breaks the game.
Yeah, Goddess of Thunder is boosted. I hear she's also very good. At least 2 of her 3 abilities are good, and She was one of the first people when Battery Man went from being IM-40 to Battery Man.
Yeah, he teamed up well.
Oh, he was great for fueling her, but now apparently he's even better for fueling Rai-Wai.
True.
It's pretty sweet. He gives you all that red and blue, and then she just, you know, whales people.
Right, and then she can just crank out more. Yeah, she can hammer you and then use the blue that she just got to make more red to hammer you some more.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But speaking of hammering you, Thor.
Yeah. Goddess of Thunder. She'll
look at you sideways and make some charge tiles.
Yeah, but the red thing, once you have charge tiles, does something good. Would she smite you?
Yeah. Something
fierce. I still don't have her champed, so.
Neither do I. So there. Touche. And lastly, but not leastly, good old Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes. He's going to be boosted this week. He's okay.
He's a character.
Yeah. He's got some abilities that aren't bad. He's got the AP steal you get from precision shot is nice. Moving target does okay damage.
Stay on target.
And he's better than Elektra, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think it's going to be close.
I just wanted to echo. I don't really have an opinion on this.
I'm gonna stand firm on the side of Bucky Barnes in both MPQ and in...
I should really use him some.
In the Marvel Universe.
Oh, in the Marvel Universe, Bucky is awesome. I love that character. It's a really dynamic, like, plot-motivating character. It's really good. But in the game,
I didn't say rushing to use him. I'm saying if I have to pick between the two, depending.
No, you're just rushing. You're rushing to use Colossus, though.
Wow.
That pun was so bad. I love it. Oh, man.
Well, you know, Bucky was trained by Russians, and then, you know,
actual
Russian.
I was with you.
Right.
I was on board for that whole ride.
Okay. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
I am. So there you have it. Listen to me now and believe me later, girly man. Those are the boosted characters of the week. Thanks, Mystify.
All right, let's hit the vine. Brought to you by this vine.
This vine.
I'm gonna go. My vine's very short this week. There's still a war machine dying because I just don't have the ISO to spend on that guy.
Oh.
And I got another Nico Suave, but I currently have her. It's a blue Nico, but I have her at 5.52 right now.
Ooh.
So I need a purple Nico to go with the blue Nico.
Just buy it.
It seems unlikely.
Just out of pure stubbornness.
I just can't do it. I just can't spend the things. I can buy covers. I can, like, you know, buy latest legends with that.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't buy it. I can't get over.
Look, kids. Big Ben. Parliament.
All right. Mine's going to be messy here quick because I have an Invisible Woman who's dying in 10 days. I have a Drax. Oh, she's at 5.33, by the way. So I need two covers for her. Drax is at a 5.43. And I have one dying out for him in 12 days. And then the real problem is, okay, 2 4 stars, but again, that Thanos that I'm going to be getting, that's going to be a 500,000 ISO that I need right there. So, just I'm in all kinds of ISO trouble. I'm probably going to end up selling one of those fours just so that I can get Thanos because I'm not passing him up. That's not happening. So, yeah, there you go.
Cool.
So Drax or Invisible Woman?
If you can get him before the next
bubbles?
Crash, that would be helpful.
Very true. Because you know that she can win her crash.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And her crash just happened, so you got tons of time.
Right.
So I would be inclined to Drax.
Ian.
I had no vine. I'm sorry.
Oh, no vine.
No, vineless.
Wow. Well, there you go.
A man without a vine.
That's all we got. Brought to you by this vine.
Thanks, this vine.
All right, let's open some tokens. Maybe this will give you a vine.
Maybe.
I don't know. Brought to you by one of our favorites.
This guy. I guess I'll go first in order to build up my vine, but it'll probably be a useful
Useful shot, that.
Let's try the traditional eye poke. Oh, it's super useful. It's a 5-star.
Oh, come on.
It's sparkly. There's 5 stars. It's purple. Raging Cajun Gambit.
Woohoo.
I hear he's good.
I gave Ian my pull.
Now he's at a whopping 3-1-0.
You going to my gun?
My gun. It's a 4-star. It is useless. It is Scott Lang, not the real Ant-Man. Bringing him up to level 286.
Okie doke. All right. I have 3. I'm going to spend 3. I don't know why.
Because one of them's going to be Gamorpha?
A 2, a 3. 3.
Well, I'm also hoping to maybe get another Invisible Woman cover. Kind of finish
or
off that track.
Yeah.
So.
How many tokens does it take?
3.
I've never made it without biting.
The first one is a 4-star. Ooh, it is a Rocket Raccoon and Groot. Don't push that button. No bonus, so I'm going to get in. I'm going to poke him in the ear this time. I don't know what I did the first time. It is another 4-star. Wow, old school Nick Fury.
Nice.
And finally, the third 4-star, Rogue. So there you go. 3 already champion 4-stars. Okay, that was nice.
Yeah.
Get Rogue Champ too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's real strong.
That is true. I actually hate going up against her. At this point, I've got Invisible Woman, Drax, America, Hulk, and Kraven to go. I've got all the rest unchamped. Oh, and Howard. Sorry, not Howard. So I've got 6 4-stars to go.
I don't know what I got. Hold on.
Holding.
Let's see. Spider-Gwen, She-Thor, The Duck, War Machine, Nico, Marika, Safari Joe, Lockjaw, and Main Event. And then, you know, this new Black Panther.
Oh, well, sure. I didn't
go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. I got 10 to go yet.
Oh, to be, what, championed?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant we were missing 10. I had a heart attack. I didn't know what was happening or where I was.
No, I'm still dismissing that last 5-star who I've already forgotten who they are.
Right. Robbie Reyes.
Oh, right. Car driving man. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, no. Sorry, I was mid-yawn. We are part of a great podcast network, which is known as the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It's got lots of great HeroClix-themed shows. It also has a variety of other topics that you can choose from. If you would like to check us out, we've got a direct link to most of the shows on our homepage at puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could shoot right over to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We've got lots of everything's archived there, and you can enjoy them all. Tons of podcasting for your listening pleasure.
Tons.
Including, I heard there's another show. Have you heard about this other show? It's a Podvic. I can't pronounce that. The Everlasting Minute.
I did, and I'm really offended that they did not call me. So I'm done talking about them.
Okay. What's it about? Why are you offended?
Because it's about one of the greatest movies of all time, and they did not invite me.
Okay.
It's about Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka.
It's a podcast about that movie?
Uh-huh. Every 1 minute of that movie.
Huh. Wait, what?
It's
the ultimate breakdown?
Yes.
They minute
by
minute.
All I know is what I heard Joe mention on his show, but they're doing a minute by minute breakdown of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, one episode is 1 minute of that movie. And the fact that I am not on that show is offensive unto me.
It's an absolute blessing.
Shut your mouth.
No, I haven't even listened to the show, and I am totally unprofessional to be down on shows that are on my podcast network. But that concept is blowing my mind to the point of there's so many red flags flying in front of my eyes right now. Like, I don't know how you could extrapolate that into many minutes the show is per episode. 1 minute. Don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic movie, but to think that there's enough that changes minute to minute.
Well, I don't know. What I'm curious is when you have, like, you know, 3 minutes of Cheer Up Charlie, you know, what all can you talk about for 3 episodes?
That's where I'm going. Like, episode 12 is him inputting things into the computer, and episode 13 is the sass that it spits back out, and episode 14 is the second time he's inputting things in the computer.
I'll tell it what he can do. Exactly what it can do with a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Which is dope, but that's not a... That, you know, that's not 30 minutes worth of episode. But, I mean, it's a miss. Check it out. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is an absolute gem, and a podcast themed around that should be filled with merit.
Man, I love that movie so much.
No, I'm really curious how they're doing it. I think I'm drawn into it more after this discussion.
From what I heard from Joe's little blurb, apparently this is a thing.
What's that?
To do this with movies. Apparently there's one about... around the interwebs, there's one about Back to the Future. There's like lots of movies that people are doing this to.
Boo. I'll have to...
What do you call it? The one with the dude.
The Big Lebowski?
Big Lebowski one. Yeah.
And largely unrelated. And I know you know this, and I guess it's just an impulse for you to clarify. You know those movies have two totally different titles, so there's no reason to say the Gene Wilder version.
That's correct. You are correct.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah. I enjoy both movies.
I do too. The first one is superior.
Well, I mean, Gene Wilder just can't be beat. I mean, it's right. He's Gene Wilder. I mean,
but the second one is not without its charm. Spooky, spooky charm.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoy watching all the puppets, you know, get set on fire at the beginning and then showing up later at a puppet hospital. I find that very funny. We just opened that wing. That's a funny line. Okay, just to me. All right, let's wrap this up. It's after the 10s on the PMs on the Eastern Coast.
Yeah, wrap it up, B.
All right, that's all we got. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here on... what is that?
It was me laughing once.
Nope, sorry, I got distracted by this Tom and Jerry Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie graphic that just got uploaded to my screen. I don't want to see that. Tom and Jerry aren't supposed to talk, so how does that work? Anyway, check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com, iTunes, Stitcher, or, you know, right here live on the Discord channel. Comments, suggestions, you know how to reach us, either our webpage, email, Facebook, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or the D3 forums. If you'd like to throw us some monies, it's almost Valentine's Day. You need to buy your others some things on the Amazons. Go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy some stuff. Or nothing shows love like some Puzzle Warriors 3 or soon-to-be-named network swag. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. That's all I got. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, they even like pies down under. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
I have no idea what that means. Okay, good night.